Hello and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 3, Episode 13.
Oh,
yeah, scary, spooky, isn't it?
Yeah, so scary. Yeah.
This week I'm joined by Ryan Locke.
Ryan.
Tom Looney.
Looney.
Thanks very much.
And James Ormrod, yes.
All right.
He has been highly requested by the police to turn himself in. Cheeky change of pace there. What did you do?
Well, I'm not saying I'm here.
That's a strong start. It's a really strong start.
And it's a top 10 moment. We don't know what to do. We should have got him on a long time ago. Fuck. I've been messing around with Cameron Green, Joe McGrath. That's a home run right out of the gate.
Turns out that's all he can say.
All right, stand up on here.
James, you were on one of the original podcasts.
One of the original ones.
Many years ago, and you insisted on talking about love. We've sort of moved past that now. We change up the topics freely each week. We're going to talk about many things, news, great segments. Do you ever listen to the podcast?
Yeah, no, I do.
Sure.
No, I do.
Who's your favourite member?
Probably Tom. Tom.
Oh, fuck.
Without, not because he's on my side.
Just wiving, riding the wave of populism.
I do listen to the podcast. Dave will sometimes say, I mentioned somewhere, oh, I'll give it a listen.
Yeah.
What a narcissist.
And Tom's... It's the podcast that I'm in. Yeah, and I like Tom's little dry comments.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Little dry... Could you demean him anymore there?
They're comments. Nice. And they entertain me whilst I'm doing the dishes. Nice.
We've got big wet comments over here, am I right?
Yeah. I don't know what to say to that. Big wet comments.
It's all right, man. Anyway, it was Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
Get up to anything fun? Oh, you were in France?
No, not on Sunday. No.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I just meant in general.
No, I was in France. Yeah. Yeah, no, I had a good little holiday.
Yeah.
It was nice.
A little dry holiday, yeah?
Yeah, so my granddad, he's on opium now. Which, I didn't know you could get prescribed opium, but
oh,
yeah.
Really? Isn't that like heroin?
Don't think opium. It's that.
Or is it made from...
Maybe.
It's the raw, kind of.
Yeah.
Raw.
Yeah, I don't think they're prescribing heroin specifically, but opium they are.
Did you try it?
No, it wouldn't let me.
Oh.
Stashed it in his locked
room. You wanted it, though.
Oh, I tried.
what did you try?
No, it's different. He sleeps a lot of the time now.
Does he?
Yeah, because of the
lazy, opium. Aren't they, when they get that age? Yeah.
Yeah.
No more going out playing in the park. Meeting up with the mates? No, I'm just going to stay in bed and wank. Nice one, Grandad.
What's good seeing him, though?
Wank.
James.
That's the French, though, isn't it?
Mental.
Yeah, they are bonkers. They wear berets and eat croissants. Mm. What's going on there, Ryan?
He's warming up.
Gas mark just two for you, Ryan. Tom, how'd you do your eye?
I was kicked in the face. Kind of. I don't really remember what happened. This was on Monday night football.
Yeah. Oh, Carragher and Neville.
So I was back. My long-awaited return.
Someone waited too long. An ambush, they'd call it.
Do you know what? Actually, at the time, I kind of accepted the guys. Fair enough, it happens. But when I think back to what he said that basically there was a bouncing ball. I'm not going to go to Cameron Green later. I was through on goal, and he saw me. He was the last defender. So that ball's bouncing to a perfect height for me to head it through on goal, and I'm gone. He said he saw me and thought, oh, I'm not letting you have that. So he's gone to kick it. So it's a very dangerous foot. And so the ball was about there when he volleyed it full.
Oh.
So not only did the ball kind of hit me in the face and the nose and the eye, but I think a bit of his boot caught me in the forehead. So
rather the ball than the boot.
Yeah. I've got my nose has been like bleeding for the last 24 hours. And
is it worth it? You know, Monday night football to let him go through on goal. Yeah. Is it worth it?
No, that's
the thing. Let him get through, you know.
You play a lot of times in the week, though.
Okay, you know, I've got.
Get near that microphone, James. Don't miss that.
Oh.
So you play a lot of them, though.
You playing Wigan, James?
I do play in Wigan.
Against one team.
Well, at the moment, yeah. So,
God.
Well, it's a new team every week, but I took a few weeks out and every. Like it's the past three times I've turned up against the same team.
Yeah.
They're called the veterans. They're all
league?
Really old. It is a league as well, yeah. And they're all over 50. And it's I think it's really funny.
Do you beat them?
Oh, yeah, like badly, like 33-3.
That's God. A long way to travel for that.
Mm. Well, it's fun,
it just
though.
Seems kind of sad.
Mm. For them, or...
Oh, did you go general. To France to try and play football with your granddad? Let it
oh, no.
Get your kicks there.
No. I wish. He's not really into football, though.
Isn't he?
No.
What is he? What would you say his main hobby is?
Misogyny. Yeah, yeah. A bit chauvinistic of a man. But, you know, he's I think it's the old generation. Not as an excuse.
Yeah, you know.
I don't think he really knows. It's the opium.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He'll do that.
He was into his mountaineering.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of glaciers.
Chat to this guy.
Yeah. Yeah,
me and your granddad and have some great conversations.
Yeah. Not that I've ever been mountaineering.
Not that I've had a great conversation.
Just me translating in the middle.
Your granddad will be up in his dosage.
I think it's nap time now.
Back to France, though.
Yeah.
What was your best thing about visiting, aside from family?
To be honest, it wasn't really much of a holiday.
Oh, really?
As harsh as that sounds, I've been doing a lot of stuff at the moment for this short film, and it kind of, our producer drops out. Like the first day I got there. So I've kind of just been
coincidence?
Sort that. Yeah.
Well, he's involved.
Yeah.
Like, creative differences or just you know.
No, she got a good job and this is unpaid. So it's kind of I wish you wouldn't, but fair play, I'd do the same.
Yeah.
So. Wow, you're gonna quit. Do people know that?
Yeah, don't spread the word.
Are you the fan on it? spread the word of your film though.
Oh yeah.
Baby.
So we're doing a short film called Akeko. It's starring Dave. Ryan let us kind of do a promo at his flat.
Yeah.
We're sending it to festivals and we're trying to raise a bit of money because we're all very poor at the minute.
I did see one thing that really sort of intrigued me about the donation thing.
Yeah.
And it was if you donate £100, you can name the bad guy.
Yeah.
I want to know to what extent that bad guy's going to be named.
Dave's dad has done this.
Fuck!
So Dave's dad got involved and he was like, yeah, I'm going to think of the worst name I can and stuff. And then when we said, well, you'll be credited as giving it the name, he's gone for a bit of a minor name now.
Oh,
he's
like a
John.
Name.
No.
John.
So a name like John or quite
has
simple.
Has it been signed off on?
No. So it's still until a donation. Should, if someone gives 200, maybe they'll name it twice.
I'm not going to name it.
John.
Yeah, John. And there's a 500.
Don't say that in that desperate tone of yours.
Please.
It's a great opportunity to donate £500.
And you get to write the script, you get to film it.
And we did want to put a thing of you can go for a meal with Dave, but we don't know if he'd be up for that.
Yeah.
You pay my rent if you want.
If someone was to give that amount of money, I can insure a meal.
Why don't you do some like fun fundraising activities rather than just asking for money?
Ryan did a raffle.
Yeah,
a comedy gig.
A raffle.
Gave away a packet of fudge or something.
Yeah, yeah. £25.
That was so sad.
Nice.
Yeah. Did buy a few tickets myself.
Oh, no.
A lot, yeah.
How much did you make then with the spending?
He made
it was less
than a tenner, wasn't it, in the end?
No, he made 20 quid at least.
It was about 20 quid, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's decent.
That was his only fundraising he did.
Was it some heroes?
Yeah, some heroes.
Would you be interested in another fundraiser? Another raffle for a gecko?
I think my fundraising days are behind me.
Yeah.
Do you know what you should do? And I guarantee you'll get it. Off to shave your head.
Yeah.
That'll get the donations
in. Well, we'll think about it.
Yeah, we've got plenty of time on the podcast. Let us know at the end for the big reveal.
If you pledge £2,000, I'll do it.
I'm not going to give you £2,000.
Just shave my head.
Not a chance. Max Smith will do it for a very nice £20. And a hobnob, possibly.
24.
What, 24,000?
No, quid.
24 quid, okay.
An eyebrow. How much for an eyebrow?
Shave an eyebrow. They're like the only feature I have. That's all right.
No, you got your moustache.
No eyebrows and a moustache.
Like a really creepy.
I really want to see that.
You're going to be the villain, by the way.
Wait, Jimmy Ormrod? Hold on.
Just directing this drawn on eyebrows.
The face a mother would struggle to love.
The makeup person dropped out. He just written the word moustache. Oh, mustache.
Written mustache.
Dave!
It's art.
Yeah, so the link will be in the description for
brilliant.
Akeko. Donate, and James will shave his head. Easter it was. Easter. Well, we went out. It was me, Tom, yeah, Joe McGrath, T-Dog, aka Tony. Mm. Oh, Dave. Right. Dave came out.
The full gang.
I got way too drunk. Way too drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan said I came home and spanked him.
I was asleep at about 3 a.m. I knew that Stephen was going to be coming back, so I was testing out the locks and the doors because I knew he'd be trying to get into my room. And I was right, and he tried to get in. I opened the door, and there he is.
Just well, that was the wind testing the locks.
On all fours. <open the door. laughs> Oh, yeah, I mean, I had to in the end. I kept shouting, go away. But you were like, come on, Ryan.
Fucking hell.
Let him in. Yeah. Give me a little slap on the bum. Told me he loved me.
There you go.
Yeah. That's then nice. Apologised about 1,000 times. Said to let me go to bed. He kept leaving. Saying, oh, sorry, I'll let you sleep on it. And you come back in, like, I love you, right?
It's good to keep you on your toes, you know?
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, so I was in a really good place in life. And then the next day, I thought I'd got away with a hangover. And I had my dinner and then just threw everything up and spent the whole evening throwing up.
Grim.
Alcohol has side effects that I didn't know of, guys.
People were struggling after that night. I mean, Tony Wright. He struggled on the night itself. He had to leave.
Joe was in a bad way.
He took a turn.
Oh, really?
I was Dave.
He's fine. Yeah, water for duck's back.
He's all right, to be fair.
Yeah.
Alcohol is Dave's water.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a pole dancing bit in, what's it called, Junior Jackson's. Yeah. The owner likes us there. He likes the podcast. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you.
So I got really in the mood for, what's it called? Not World Griggs on Fire, what's the actual song?
Freed from Desire.
Yeah, I got really in the mood for that. Wasn't really the vibe, but they played it anyway. Oh, I enjoyed it. Zoe said it was cringe. Wasn't even there, you know. Whatever. Like, dead cool, man.
I've only heard good things.
They've got someone's number.
Yeah.
Wow.
One that was on the stripper pole.
Really? There was a few.
Didn't see that
pole.
Coming.
No, I didn't see that either. But I was didn't see much.
He kept getting pied. Like, he kept trying to dance over, and he was just like ignoring him. Well, there was someone he was trying to make his way over to, and she just like was deliberately not looking at him.
Oh no! Has he texted the number since?
I don't think so. It was saved on his phone as like pole dancing girl.
Oh, brilliant!
Girl spelled G-U-R-L.
Yeah, boy.
Well, that's not going to go anywhere, is it?
No, it will. Straight to the police.
Up and down.
It's now time for a lot of people's favourite segment. It's complaints.
Yes.
Big fan of this, Ryan.
Yeah.
Just like it because it's about you.
Yeah.
Remember, guys, if you want to get your complaints into the podcast, then go to podcastcomplaints@gmail.com and we just take them all in. Get Max drunk before the podcast. I don't mind which drink. Cheers. I don't think Max is going to do that.
It's not really a complaint.
No.
Maybe they're saying they want to see Max drunk. They want to take advantage of what he says. Hey, no.
That's really mean-spirited.
Yeah. This one is from Owen Rigby. He says, no enough nakedness. Come on, I want to see Tom in a G-string and Max's sweet peen. He's rhymed it. You agree, James?
Well, that's a complaint if I've ever heard it.
On the 28th of March. After watching episode 3 of the Stephen Trice podcast, how you treated little Jimmy was terrible. Making silly jokes. Why didn't you just kiss him, for Christ's sakes? I am fucking furious. And then you go and prank him with... I said I wouldn't mention.
What was that?
Just he got pranked. Justice for the Ormrod, or face being Ormrodded. Is that
nice.
A thing?
Oh, no idea.
Dave Sound, though, proper geezer. Yours not sincerely, Matthew James Stubbs. Is he one of your friends?
No, but yeah, thank you, Matthew.
Fuck you, Matthew. It's time for the news.
Headline news.
No, just the news. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard lawsuit is ongoing. One of Depp's witnesses was asked to leave the trial as she had been watching it, which made me think, why did they film it then? Why did they put it out there if witnesses are not allowed to watch it? Because that'll affect the thing, yeah. Because if I was going to be a witness, I'd want to be prepared. I want to know what people are wearing. You know?
Well, that's what Tommy Robinson's been done recently. That's basically his thing, because while the court was in session, he was like live streaming loads of things about it.
Oh, he live streamed them before, I think, they'd even be trial.
Oh, really? Well, before the trial, yeah.
Stupid Tommy. That's the worst thing you've ever done.
Wow,
turning on your own. Your dad's not coming up anymore. What'd you make of the lawsuit? Have you seen any of it?
Yeah, a bit mental, because everyone assumed it was Johnny for a long time.
Did, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've always really liked Johnny Depp.
On the balance of things, it seems like she may have been the instigator.
Yeah.
But then, you know, relationships
never
tricky,
smoke
guys.
Without fire, I guess. But
sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my little...
I didn't know it was still going on, to be honest.
Who's Johnny Depp?
Last week. Yeah, it's all quite crazy, isn't it? Just
don't proceed when you're getting red flags early on, just because... Yeah. you end up down this path, and it's yeah. chaos.
I saw a video that she set up a camera when he was slamming some kitchen cabinets around, and I thought, why is she doing that?
Yeah.
And then maybe he's done it before, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not cabinets. A good relationship, is it, if you're setting up cameras to
certainly
to catch
not the Ross
out.
And Rachel of today.
I'd say Ross and Rachel were toxic. Yeah. Looking back, I think they had toxic moments.
We watched it in lockdown, the whole because I've only ever seen it when I was like 9. Is do you know what I'm going to say? It Friends isn't that bad.
I think the show was a 12, possibly 12A at times. Your parents are scum.
Please don't tell anyone.
Well, it's out there now.
It's out there, mate. Clip that up, Max. Send it to social services, French social services. Did they have that?
Yeah, I imagine so.
I imagine they just go, not no problem. Use little shit. Are you a bad child? I don't imagine you to be.
No, I don't think so.
Be weird if I did. He's a real naughty boy in my head.
What's the naughtiest thing you did as a child?
But he sharted himself.
Oh, I once got told off here in assembly because I was doing my, the Velcro. I like the noise of that, and I remember getting sent away, and I remember having a bit of a smile going, oh, well, that's pretty bad here. That was primary school. Things only just heated up after that.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, God. I mean, she was really disappointed at me as well.
So I've been down a dark path myself, guys.
It's up there with a field of wheat.
So now I'm just the laziest type of guy.
I just did my Velcro too loudly.
Well, no, I was doing like irritate. I was repetitive. Like, she'd asked me to stop, I'm pretty sure. It was like full assembly.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was doing it. I just, chasing her.
You're done, Armrod. You're done.
This is your last one.
I wore Crocs for the rest of the year.
How do you know?
Just the vibe you give off, man. Your little boy.
Did you ever get into a fight?
I think I was too small to get any school fights. I think I was genuinely shit terrified that anyone would beat me up.
Yeah.
Not much has changed.
Yeah, you're a rough boy.
Yeah. Salford's changed me.
Well, today we were taking some pictures and I'd ripped my suit trousers for a picture, and it was completely gone, so you could just see my inside of my legs and stuff. And I could hear this noise behind me. I was like, oh, God. That's familiar. And turned around, there was two lads on on motorbikes right behind me. I was like, what the fuck?
They just came onto the grass and they had like...
Yeah.
But they were just there to pose for the camera.
Yeah.
And kept going. Yeah. I was like, oh God.
Did you get a picture?
Yeah, I did. It's not a very good picture.
Oh. It couldn't have been worse timing for me, facing the wrong way with my arse out in a very tight suit.
I'm making him do poses. One off the bike now.
Can I hold your helmet?
So what do you think of Harleys?
Max's football round.
Ryan, you know the least about football here. Sean Dyche sacked by Burnley after 10 years in charge.
Yeah.
Is there any loyalty in football?
There is no loyalty.
Wow.
Shame, really. I really enjoyed watching him on Match of the Day.
But can you do is an impression of him?
Hey, Pupa, do like this.
That's good. It's not bad,
not bad at all.
You sort of struck a match.
Couple of forwards up in the front, where they should be.
Killed it. Yeah. Do you reckon you could maybe phone in to like Talk Sport, do that impression, prank them?
Yeah.
Do that for a video. Yeah. Do you first TikTok doing that?
Yeah. Prank calling Talk.
Yeah,
Talk.
Yeah. Start off with Talk. maybe try Papa John's and then do Talk Sport.
Just call them everyone's this Sean Dyche. Just got stuff from Burnley. You doing any discounts?
Did you enjoy that segment, James?
Yeah, that was
nice.
Would
you like another one?
Go for it.
Open wide then.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Kim Kardashian's 6-year-old son finds an advert for a second part of her sex tape on his Roblox game.
Mm. Yeah, no, I heard about this. As I mentioned earlier, you just got to be careful because the past...
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
James, do you want another segment?
Yeah, go for it.
Ooh, greedy boy.
Come on. Very happy Rasta morning to you lovely people. Who said that?
Patrice Evra.
Joe Rogan.
Damian Marley.
Deborah Meaden.
Oh.
I think she was going for Easter, but misspelt, but Rasta. Very happy Rasta morning. She's invested in a lot of weed last night.
Stuck in a dragon's den.
I'm out, guys. I'm out. Rasta. The day Jesus came back.
That's fantastic.
Turns out we'd all been on a 2-day bender. He was here the whole time.
Fucking meeting.
Did you have a very happy Rasta morning?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Oh, it's 4:20 today, Ryan.
Yeah, I know.
Do you go down to Hyde Park in London and blaze a blunt?
No, I've never thought about it. Is it not banned now? Or is it still going?
I think when that many people do it, they just go, yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's a bit like paedophilia in the BBC.
Yeah. I heard they had like stalls and everything, or they used to have stalls and everything there. Like,
really?
People.
That's like me when I drive.
Edibles and things like that, but it's all stopped now.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that, Ryan.
Yeah, don't.
If you had to make an edible of a type of food, what would it be?
Maybe like...
Corn on the cob?
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Fuck off, would it be good? One of these segments of corn contains the edible.
I think it'd be good if they made crisps.
Crisps?
I think crisps would be a good one.
Yeah.
Could we get an original idea, right?
Maybe like sausages?
Corn crisps?
Fuck off! Oh,
edible sausage.
An edible sausage?
Who's ever thoughtfully won against? I've really fancied a sausage.
I'm getting fucked.
I like gravy. Or gravy. Edible gravy.
All gravy's edible.
Yeah. Not my mum's at Christmas. Sorry.
And the ribs.
Sorry. You do love your boxes.
Fucking sausages.
Imagine that stall. This bloke.
It's covered in fucking grease. Dirty apron on.
Six of these and you'll get really
edible sausages, not actually edible.
Fucking burn. Sorry, just scrape it off.
Just sprinkled weed on corn sausages.
Just grinded up a sausage.
Oh, my stomach.
That's the sausage.
Yeah, it was Deborah Meaden. It's now time for You Laugh, You Lose.
Whoa.
James, let me tell you how this works.
Oh, yeah.
We have 30 seconds to not laugh at one person. This week it's going to be Ryan, because 2 weeks ago he laughed at a really shit thing I did. Last week, turns out Tony was laughing. I didn't even realise he was laughing.
Tony was going, yeah. Like worse than me.
You were on the precipice.
I was.
Tony was laughing. It might have been pity laughs.
So you don't want to laugh, is that the premise?
Exactly. You laugh, you lose, James.
Yeah. Can't close your eyes.
And if you do laugh, you'll be doing it next time.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Tell me when you're ready.
Go.
Oh, you fucking cunt. That is so pathetic.
I don't wish you could do shit like that.
That is so lowbrow, Ryan.
Joe,
just starts
for about an hour today. I was writing down things to do.
That's fucking pathetic. That's embarrassing.
And as I was leaving, I thought, I could just slap myself.
It's never what they actually do. It's always the thought process that they've gone, I'm just going to smack myself. God forbid I use my degree in comedy here. Yeah, I'll just fucking beat myself like a chimp.
It's like you're thinking,
I thought I'd have to do a lot more slapping.
So can we have a look at how that might have looked?
I was worried that you'd just not laugh at the first slap. I was like, if you don't laugh at the first slap, it could be quite a few. So
can I at least see it a little bit?
You start to look desperate, Ryan.
I was just getting slapped going, oh, stop it, you.
It looked like you forgot what you were going to say.
You're terrible.
Next time I do Laugh, You Lose, I won't do anything physical. It'll be purely
sexual.
Oh, yeah.
Purely sexual. Dressing.
Yes, that's physical.
Verbal.
Oh, right, we move on to our talking points. James, we're going to talk about you for a hot minute.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to us about young Ormrod and his first steps into comedy.
Sharp intake of breath.
I had a Velcro shoe.
We started doing, started making some sketches from like an early age. Then me and friend Joe Murphy.
To identify someone.
Pardon?
Like a sketch to identify someone.
No.
Were you fingers?
We started doing, I think I used to do improv, a bit of improv.
Oh!
I used to go weekly drama class.
Is that your hat landing in my ring? The ring?
And so then...
Good improv.
And then, yeah, I started getting into YouTube, doing bits. I remember one time I did...
Doing
like a,
bits!
I did a Fred impression.
A Fred impression?
You know Fred, the high-pitched... I thought he was like gold.
Oh, Flintstone!
Time. No, the...
Fred the Red.
Oh, it's Fred.
Oh, yeah, Fred Talbot from Corrie. Fred West. Oh, is that the mustache?
You know him. Can you tell?
A montage of Freds.
And I did a video of that and uploaded it. And someone from my town commented, "This is weird."
Your Remember? Town.
Yeah, and so I was like, well, you either take the criticism and you give up or you pursue.
And you pursued them.
Yeah. Outside the house. Explain what's weird. This guy has millions of views.
And the impression was fine, you were naked and all that. Yeah.
I hadn't uploaded, just emailed everyone.
So what age are we talking?
About 8 or 9.
So it was you and Joe?
Yeah.
And you went to school together?
Yeah.
Did you go to college together?
We did. Well, yeah, he went to different primaries from like where our houses were, but then high school met up. And then my dad runs like a drama thing.
Oh, does
so
he?
So I used to do it like...
Oh, so you're sort of born into the business there. It's not as organic as me.
Yeah, see when it's said like that, it does sound it, but honestly, if you saw it, you'd be like, this is shit. Like, this is wow, not...
That's
not
business, James.
No, not like that.
That's when my granddad started the opium.
It's been a long road.
Need someone to get me through this.
Yeah. It was more, yeah.
He put on grandson.
He put on Beauty and the Beast recently. So did you go to your dad's drama school then?
So yeah, well, it's not a drama school. It's like, do you know, Helen O'Grady Drama Academy. It's like for this. Confidence. So it's a confidence building thing. And then...
So he compliments young people.
Well, I, in my group, I was quite lucky. There were quite a few funny people with me.
Oh yeah.
And so every week we used to, at the end of a lesson, you come with a quick 2-minute sketch. You get two lines. And then from that, you then make up the rest.
Nice.
And so then from that, we just started doing stuff. Made a sketch show in sick form. And then,
which was called...
Pity Laughs, funny.
Yes, enough. And that is on YouTube. I've watched that. It's good fun.
You're in it. You're in...
I'm not in the originals, am I?
No, not in the originals, but you're in the Come Dine With Me's.
This boy head. Sleeps.
You're in the voiceover for the Come Dine. And you're in The Apprentice as well. You're the prison guard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was we were in an escape room.
Yeah, and we had to go outside Strange Ways Prison to film the outside bit.
Oh, fuck no.
And that was, the taxi driver dropped us off, and as we went to say thank you, we sped off. We're like, right.
God.
But yeah, it's my backstory.
I remember you had like a schedule.
Yeah.
Because if you ever, you have filmed with us, it's always, I'd rely on Tom or Max to go into a room because I'd be too afraid to go in and see if it was free. Yeah. And I'd be like, we could maybe film there.
Wait, it's a guerrilla way of filmmaking. I quite like it. It's just you just sort of turn up and get it done. I feel like if you do it a different way, it doesn't have the same effect.
Possibly, but you tend to be more organised.
Yeah, it's good to be organised.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys.
James, who are your comedy inspirations?
God. Obviously, Steve Coogan's got to be up there. Steve Coogan.
Yeah.
Limmy. Limmy's probably one of my biggest.
Limmy. The Scottish.
Comedy. Yeah. I think it's really funny.
This is more like abstract, isn't it? It's comedy, more ideas and stuff.
So I love sketch comedy. Like, I think it's just the best form of comedy.
Yeah,
like Key and Peele.
Key and Peele, prolific.
Yeah,
like, obviously they've got a big budget, but they just come back with so, and it's so funny. And they're both really good actors. They're really good character actors. Mitchell and Webb.
So
because Robert Webb's a very good character actor.
Yeah.
And David Mitchell's just very funny at kind of being that.
Yeah.
What he needs to be in the sketch, whatever version of David Mitchell he needs to be. But they wrote some really good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Very underrated.
Now, James, talk to us about working life.
And I work as a chef now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, microwave attendant. But I do, I batter my own fish.
If you have a good day.
I have to whip up the batter.
Need to feel powerful somehow.
Whose supervisor are you?
Don't talk to me like... it's good. It's intense. I like it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's your favourite dish to make? / microwave.
We do the full English loads.
I make
a pretty good full English now. Yeah.
You do the eggs.
Oh yeah,
the eggs.
We have like a few English. Fries. Yeah,
don't do the eggs. Don't do the sausage.
6 eggs on the go. Just all the bacon, the sausages. Yeah.
You heard about Ryan sausages?
No. Oh, the edibles.
They'd be a hit in terms
of wrapped in pork.
That sounds so grim.
So yeah, you're enjoying the.
I mean, yeah, I enjoy parts of it. We do Uber Eats and Just Eat as well.
Really?
Yeah, we make those as well, which is quite difficult when there's like a big queue and a lot of people, and then you're also having to do a fucking Uber Eats.
Tesco.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't imagine someone ordering a Tesco.
Honestly,
you've got all that to choose from. Why do you order a Tesco?
Yeah, literally. Why do you order at Tesco? It's so stupid.
Company man.
Yeah.
Got any, got any work romances going on?
Oh, no. They're all like 60.
Yeah, are you the young buck there?
Yeah. There's a few new ones now. There's like
COVID
people
was cruel
under
to Tesco
people
class supervisor.
There's people like under 23, and then everyone else like over 50 odd.
Yeah.
So you're one of the young ones.
Are you like the highest ranking young boy?
I'm the one who brings the music. So I think that's separate. I always bring
the Velcro on your shoe.
Just stop beatboxing in the corner.
Cue's massive for a reason, James.
No, I just watched my dance one more time.
Just banging on the pans.
I believe.
I can fly.
I believe I can fry. Nice.
Nice. That's good.
I'm going to tell them that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice, James.
Yeah.
The pressure is about to hot up for you, though, as we have this.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
James,
yep,
you have broken the mold
this week with
two truths and one lie.
Wow. Yeah, so I used to play it like that, not two lies, one truth. Or maybe I didn't. Maybe I was lying. Yeah.
Could you please give us your three statements?
When I was coming up with these, it was for when I was meant to be on a few weeks ago when Dave's birthday. So I was thinking, do you know what? I've got a bit of a birthday theme because I've had a few funny birthdays. So. Three birthdays and one of them didn't happen. Okay.
My 30th.
Right. recording studio, a paintball match, and an exotic farmhouse.
Oh, so these are three birthday parties that I did. And one of them's a lie.
One of them's a lie.
What's an exotic farm?
Are all the animals naked?
There were llamas. There was a couple of wolves. So that was pretty cool. Not a jaguar. One below, like a lynx.
One below.
And a goat. And then...
The one below a goat.
Categories. A couple of horses, like the Shire ones. And then...
Oh, they didn't come out.
No, what...
That's comedy. Thank you for watching. I always laughed.
They're like the big thing at the end was... that sounds so stupid, but you had to play football with a goat.
Oh, messy.
There's a goat that you kick this ball and this goat like headers it.
Yeah.
Like that was my 11th birthday, and that was like the climax of the birthday.
Where was this?
Like Shropshire.
I don't have a location
for any of these. I'll just clarify before we go. I don't remember where I went. I was like 10, 11, and maybe 13.
I know where I am at 13.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was paintballing, but I don't know.
You remember sketches from when you're 8 in a fucking donut?
Yeah, true.
You should know where you were for this erotic, exotic farm.
Well, Shropshire. I know it was in Shropshire, but I couldn't tell you specifically where.
How many people came with you?
Eight.
Name
Eight.
Three.
Well, Ben, James and Joe.
Another James. Ooh.
Yeah, it wasn't a James.
Yeah.
It was also a Nick, a Sam.
Any funny memories in particular?
Well, playing football with the goat was quite funny.
Yeah.
Did you score?
You didn't really have to. It was quite stupid. You just kind of kick a ball and it headed it back. It was a bit like, I could tell the people I was with were quite disappointed.
When you say you kicked, I mean these are like, you know, like 11.
Yeah.
Does it not have to be an accurate pass?
Always about football.
To stick it on his head. Yeah.
Quite dangerous.
You know, all these 11-year-olds stepping up, are they not just
kicking it all over the place? The goat was like in a pen.
So you're kicking a ball at a goat.
Well, you're kicking it into the pen, kind of. I didn't choose this birthday. My dad said it would be a good idea.
Could you go near the llamas?
Yeah, you could pet the llamas.
Could you pet the wolves?
No.
Oh.
Unfortunately. I wish though. I was really obsessed with wolves at the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Were you?
Yeah, I still do quite like wolves.
How far did your obsession extend?
I had a calendar.
A wolf calendar.
I can't get a tattoo. Not that long.
You were 11?
No, about a
wolf
few years ago. Yeah, a little one, because it's always been my mum's quite spiritual, I guess, and she's like, as soon as I said like wolves, like that's now my thing. That's always been everything she'll get me is like.
She got you a season ticket at Molyneux.
Best present ever.
Can we have some paintballing information?
So the paintballing one, I went with about seven of my friends, and when I'd woken up,
it's gone down one.
Yeah,
when I woke
dropping.
Up,
other James can be
asked. Is the space in the car? That was all it was, like, because my mum was driving us.
Yeah,
and I hadn't had any breakfast, so I had like no blood sugar. It was really cold, And when we were there, we had played like two matches, and this one match, this guy came up to shoot me, and the marshal had come in and gone, "No, no, no, no firing!" And it like got my heart going so much that because of no blood sugar, my eyes went, my vision went, so I couldn't see. So I was like wondering about like ah. The marshal had to like take me off and stuff, and so I was like, I don't know what to do. So my mum had to come home, like come back up, like pick me up, drive back home. By the time we got back, my friends had finished all the paintball, so I'd missed my paintballing birthday.
You didn't have like a vending machine there or something to help with your blood sugar?
Well, we didn't know that's what it was.
You're diabetic.
No, but it would explain stuff.
Why didn't you have breakfast that morning?
Adrenaline.
Birthday.
Like, it was like my first time paintballing. I was really pumped.
I remember my first.
Yeah, I remember my first.
I like paintballing.
Goggles steamed up, couldn't see.
Yeah, I stuck my head out behind a shed and I got a hit there in the gap between my helmet. I had a big, massive bruise on my Adam's apple.
Painful.
It was grim.
So I technically missed that party.
Nice.
Yeah.
And where was this? Would you estimate?
I live Cheshire, so it's like anywhere near. There's a few places.
Yeah, sure.
It's like kind of near towards Buxton, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe. I went paintballing in Congleton.
Did you?
Yeah, Nick Congleton.
I didn't know Congleton had one.
23rd birthday?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Have you already had your...
Yeah, I'm 24 next, don't say that.
Ooh! Yours is 2nd of January.
Yeah,
very cold.
Yeah, it was freezing. So imagine that, a really cold like paintballing session.
Really cold farm.
Yeah, stupid.
It
did stink.
Really cold.
And it was just the sheer adrenaline of almost being like pummeled and then being like, yeah, well, not like that.
Almost.
Next time, baby.
Yeah, so that's that birthday.
This one seems the most plausible.
Yeah, I mean, it's like there's fucking... So what happened? You went home and had food and got dropped back off?
Well, I went back, but I couldn't play because we couldn't afford any more paintballs.
No, but I mean, so your mum came and got you. When did she take you then?
We went back home.
Home?
Yeah.
So, how long was the drive?
Like 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
There and back?
So
yeah. No, 40 minutes each way, or something like half an hour, 40 minutes. So
that's ridiculous.
Well. Ridiculous, yeah, to go...
Why would you go home? Why did she drop you off and go?
She wanted a bath. She thought we'd be done for the whole day, and then like a match in, my vision went.
Yeah, but even if you are going to play like 2-3 games, it's not going to be that long.
Why would she bother dropping you back off? Like, you must know the day's nearly over.
They had a lot of bullets, so and we didn't think they'd run out as fast as they did. And then the last one, the recording studio.
How old were you for this?
10.
Oh, you're a weird kid.
I wanted to be a rock star.
Yeah.
And so is the thing. So we had like 15 songs to do and we only managed 3.
Fuck off. A 15? You're recording like a deluxe album.
No, it's not our own songs. It's you sing covers. Right. So I think we had like Amarillo, Rule the World, you know, take that. And the last one was We Will Rock You. Queen.
Sorry, you wanted to be a rock star and you opened up with Amarillo and then take that.
We realised we hadn't had like chosen any songs beforehand and my dad was pretty much like, well, you should just do this then because no one knew what to do. And he's
Crazy
like,
hey. Frog.
Yeah, I think we were called 7 Devils and 1 Angel because it was like one girl.
Nice.
Ooh.
Nice. Yeah. Why is that weird?
I don't know, just don't like it.
7 Devils, yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on with those devils?
Yeah, it makes you sound a bit naughty.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit of a rock star.
Yeah, I don't think you can just dismiss that as a rock star.
So it's the guy who fainted at paintball.
It was a different
person.
Yeah, it was quite embarrassing.
So have you got the recordings from that? Have you got the audio?
Yeah, I've got the CD still.
Jesus Christ. I mean, you'll need vocals.
Well, you can't. I won't tell you which one I am, but you can probably hear me.
Why wouldn't you tell us?
Well, I don't know. I guess I could. It's a bit embarrassing.
Seems weird that you wouldn't tell us.
We've heard you sing, though.
Yeah. Not
you're
well.
You're terrible at lyrics, so why would you go and record 15 covers?
I had this one down as the lie to begin with. That was my initial reaction.
Such a vague, strange one to go for, though.
Because I think 13th birthday is a significant birthday, and you might do something like paintballing.
Did your mum take everyone there?
Yeah.
But how's she got a car that big?
We had the Ford Galaxy.
Yeah, that's 7. I've been in a Ford Galaxy. That's 7 people.
Well, then maybe I was a bit wrong with my numbers. Then maybe it's 6.
No, it's 7. 7 people.
Maybe I only had 6 people there then.
Right, and your mum? You all crammed in.
My mum would have been the 7th then.
And she went home. And she dropped you off there, but then she went home.
Because she thought so like, she one of the guys there was a bit older, so we thought we'd be all right.
Who was he then?
Well, it's Pat.
Pat, who you're still friends with?
Yeah.
He's not much older, is he? We've played
for 4 months.
Fuck off, James. Why would you go home for a bath when you're looking after 6 13-year-olds?
I don't know.
You're the responsible adult and you're fucked off because James has got a friend who's 4 months older than him.
if you meet
it's a September birthday, yeah. He can look after them.
You're in charge, Pat.
I don't know. I think she just assumed that would be all right, I guess. Yeah.
Not when your son's James Orr and he goes blind like that.
Oh, no sugar.
Need some chocolate.
Please, sir, just a Milky Bar. What are you saying then?
You went to the farm, didn't you?
Hold on.
Didn't you?
It's difficult, isn't it? You don't usually have
time. What year were you in at the farm?
Oh, God, I must have been in year seven.
Year seven, going to a farm.
That's, shit, mate.
That is a weird one, isn't it? Going to a farm, an exotic farm.
Well, no, remember that. It wasn't meant 11. To be the farm. It was meant to be the football thing, but it cancelled. So my dad, like, booked it randomly. He didn't tell me because it was a surprise.
The actions of the
army. So I only found out, like, in the car on the way there.
Mm. Nah, I'm going to go farm.
Yeah, I think now farm. Just because you've said yourself. Yeah.
Go on, we'll go with the farm.
The farm was the line.
Yes!
Yeah, boy! However, here's the weird thing. I did do a birthday.
I wasn't invited to any of them.
I did do a birthday like that, and that birthday I went to a bird sanctuary. And what I had to do is I had to run with a string and a piece of meat attached while a fucking falcon chased me. What type of birthday?
I've gone blind.
It was the only one I could think of. I was like, I need a lie. So I was like, I'll make it a farm.
Gone blind goes across a cycle path.
Just chasing them. It was a really shit birthday in the sense of there's loads of photos of just people holding the owls away from them because they don't want to touch these birds.
So you made a 15 song cover album, your 10th birthday.
Three songs, yeah, 10th birthday. Oh, I've got that. Yeah. And the paintball one is true. My mum did go back there.
Oh, mum.
Pathetic. Yeah. Oh. Anyway.
When I was 5/6 years old, reception age, I hadn't learned to wipe me bum. So I made sure that I never did a poo at school and always held it until I went home so my mum or dad could help me. However, one night I ended up having to go to an after-school club to wait for my parents and I just couldn't hold it in any longer. I didn't want to shit myself, so I went to the bathroom and did the business. Now I was sat there with a booey arse and no clue how to clean myself up. I started sobbing profusely and a teacher overheard. They came into the loo to see what was going on and through the tears I told them my situation. They said that they weren't allowed to clean me up and that I'd have to do it myself. So I spent the next 20 minutes and a whole roll of paper making myself decent. By the time I was done, my parents were there to pick me up. And that's the story of how I learned to clean me bum. Thank you, Benedict. Oh. Inspiring. Yeah. And if he can do it, you can do it. Yeah. You hang in
no
there,
more
mate.
Excuses.
Did you point at me there?
Oh, not much gets past this kid.
Tiki.
Yeah. It's now time for Ryan's crying. Got a nice little jingle for this.
Yeah.
Hello there. My name is Ryan Locke.
Send him off. Send the dressing gate off. Get him off the field. That was diabolical. Get him off the field. That's just typical what it is. Get him walking.
This week on Ryan's Crying, I'm talking about things I think are overrated. Adam Sadler.
Yeah.
Adam Sadler.
Sadler.
Sadler? Is Sadler. He like a horse Adam race Sadler. Or something? Sadler?
Well, the comedian.
Sandler.
Sandler.
Oh, Sandler. Adam Sandler.
Right. Sandler, yeah. I think he's overrated.
Okay, right.
So I've only seen like Water Boy.
There's Water Perler.
I thought it was a rubbish film.
I didn't rate it very.
What's Water Boy?
It's the one where he starts out as a water boy and then the film finishes with him as a water boy. And I was like,
But he's tackling people, he gets in the team. He's a simple boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always done the same kind of movie, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's prolific in what he does.
It's like, good when you're young. Yeah. But then he did Uncut Gems.
Yeah, Uncut Gems is really good.
He can actually act.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is why he does these films where I saw one recently, I didn't actually watch it. But it was like something to do with Halloween and he's playing like again this like a 40-year-old simpleton in the town who loves Halloween. And it's like you can actually act.
Mm.
You've seen his old stand-up?
No.
His old stand-up's really good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when he was actually funny.
Is it?
Ooh, yeah. Cutting.
Yeah. It's surprisingly
funny. I've seen it, and I get it.
When he's like 18?
Yeah, he's really, really young at the Improv in New York and stuff like that.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people slate him as well, though.
Yeah.
They do.
I'd like to see you do a better job, Ryan.
I don't think it's underrated.
No, you're right.
I wouldn't say he's underrated.
You wouldn't?
Overrated.
No, because a lot of people...
Oh, no, overrated.
No, yeah, overrated.
because a lot of people slate him and like, oh, his movies are shit.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people also really love him, don't they?
Jack and Jill was terrible, you know, around that time he was...
Click. I've seen that.
Yeah, it got me crying.
Yeah, yeah. We all cried at Click, didn't we?
I did like that.
Yeah.
I've seen that one.
But, you know,
it's a good film.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
Jack and Jill this, watch Click.
Chocolate ice cream.
I like chalky ice cream.
I like chalky ice cream.
I think it's the worst flavour.
Well, you know, it's good to have opinions.
It's like strawberry.
Well, yeah,
yeah, love it.
I don't like banana flavoured things.
I do.
Fucking hell, you like banana and strawberry, but chocolate in the bin.
Yeah. Honestly. Chocolate, the thing is, like, chocolate.
Guava.
Chocolate ice cream doesn't taste like chocolate at all.
Ice cream doesn't taste like banana.
Ben and Jerry's chocolate fudge brownie. It's like great. Chocolate. Love it.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a great, I mean, it's a staple.
Some of the best ice creams are going to have a bit of chocolate in. Mint choc chip.
Yeah. Different, though. Different because it's actual chocolate chips.
You tried
it's different if it's like actual chocolate.
Sure, that's more chocolate ice cream.
Bubblegum flavour is worse than chocolate.
Yeah.
Where'd you stand on coffee? Coffee flavoured ice cream.
In the kitchen.
Coffee flavoured ice cream?
Yeah,
that's not my favourite.
Is it really?
Yeah, so you're rating vanilla, banana, and strawberry all
way above chocolate.
You really? Rate,
way so above. Compare vanilla to chocolate.
Compare it?
Yeah.
Chocolate just tastes of nothing for you. I know vanilla. I know it's just saying, you know, you're a bit vanilla because it basically
segments vanilla.
I don't know. I just it's got a weird taste on the tongue and it's not chocolate. Maybe it obviously is my opinions, but I don't like chocolate based things anyway. I like actual chocolate, but I don't like chocolate cake or chocolate.
I think chocolate cake's a bit rich, to be fair, at times.
I like chocky cake.
I like a chocolate fudge cake.
Yeah.
With a bit of chalky ice cream.
Yeah. Right after
my little chocolate hat on.
After I've been to the farm for a birthday.
Well, what do you have on Easter then?
Chocolate.
You can't look so confused.
But I wouldn't have chocolate ice cream.
You get to buy any ice cream you want for the night.
All right.
What are you going for?
Probably like a strawberry ripple.
Sausage edible flavour.
Like a raspberry ripple.
Yeah.
So like a tub. Like you're getting the £2 tub, the cheap thing.
It's not for me, though.
Yeah.
No, that's too sweet.
Okay, yeah.
That's worse than chocolate.
Ice cream pedo here.
Maybe ice cream's overrated.
That's like lunchtime ice cream at school.
What do you think ice cream's overrated?
Well, I am now.
Oh, that's just silly.
I think you're overrated.
My next item, staying on food, avocado is overrated.
I quite like it, but
it was flavoured correctly, like, you know, garlic, your salt, so it's the chef in me.
Like, I do like it.
Bang it in the microwave.
It seems to be wherever you go out now.
There is no way avocado is on a full English at Tesco Cafe.
The brunch, yeah.
It's not the full English, though, is it?
Well, we do 6 versions of the full English.
Fucking hell.
So it's on the vegan, the vegetarian... and the brunch.
I usually have put avocado in my English breakfast.
See, I
have it on my full English on toast.
You like avocado, so why are you saying it's overrated?
Because it is overrated.
But you like it.
Do you know what overrated means? It's like
Eggs Benedict, right? If you go somewhere, right, avocado on toast or smashed avocado on toast is going to be everywhere because it's a easy dish, classic breakfast dish that is vegan or veggie, you know, so you're going to have that alongside your other classic ones. So that's why it'll be everywhere. But are you seeing it much on the main menu? On the evening menu, on the a la carte menu.
Things down, Tom. that was Ryan's crying.
Oh, fuck off, Ryan.
Join me next
week. No. We won't be joining you for the rest of this week. Go on.
Right, I've got to go.
Get out. Embarrassed.
It was poor, that, to be fair. He didn't even agree with his own points.
First, Cam Green.
Hello. Wow.
Howdy there.
Hello.
How's it going, all right?
Not too bad. What's your name, sir?
My name's Milton Smeg.
Milton what, sorry?
Milton Smeg.
Smeg.
Smeg. I know how it sounds. I know it's annoying.
Smeg a bit like your penis.
It's part of the penis.
Semen on the penis.
Where does the Milton come
semen
from?
Semen on the penis.
Part of my penis. Semen is always on my penis.
Where are you from, Milton?
I'm from that beautiful state of Alabama, baby.
You've got to remember that, haven't you, sometimes?
Yeah, Alabama.
And what are you doing here, Milton?
Oh, I can't breathe.
I've come here right now to do this. It is a psychic. I've come to do a psychic reading masterclass.
From Sydney.
Alabama.
You're like channeling other people.
No. We're talking all from the same Alabama.
Shane Warne's coming through, is he?
don't take all my glasses.
I wasn't going to.
You won't like what you see on the other side of my glasses.
Send them up.
Milton, you've travelled all the way from Alabama to here via Sydney to do a psychic reading.
100%, yeah. I heard English people are the funniest people to do psychic readings on.
So you want to do comedy-based psychic readings?
Yeah, that's the dream. My dream one day is to have my own comedy sketch show about a psychic man named Milton.
Like a star vehicle kind of show.
And then what happens after that show?
I get Oscars, I get awards.
Oscar for a comedy show.
Comedy therapy.
A TV comedy show.
Do you get girls as it is?
I get no girls whatsoever, other than those coming in, and I read their minds and I say, they don't want to be with me.
Yeah.
That's what I hear, that's what I see.
You just see that.
Because I'm giving them a psychic reading. You see?
Or it's just the look on the face.
Yeah, sometimes.
Did you ever ask why?
It's not my business. When they come in, they want to talk about specific things.
Come in where?
My psychic shop.
You got a shop?
What's it called?
Psychic shop.
inside,
we got things. We got
great for tourists.
Psychic shop. Inside, we've got things.
We got like those yo-yos that put you in our dizzy trance.
It's a medallion normally, isn't it? Like,
no, it's like.
Have you skimmed and bought yo-yos?
What are you even talking about?
you said you bought yo-yos.
Yeah, in our psychic shop we sell the hypnotizing things. You know, I'm talking about the yo-yos.
Right. Do you just work at the shop yourself?
I do the odd shift every now and again, but I'm the main man. People come in. So
you do the odd shift, but you're the main person.
I'm sort of part-time.
Who else works there?
Well, I'm just saying, like, because it's a shop, isn't it? We sell that lots of items.
What do you sell, then, if it's a psychic shop?
Oh, fuck me. One question at a time. So, basically, I am the main man. I don't always work on the shop
floor.
Your
ego is
horrible. I'm so busy doing the readings.
But what shop is it? I don't get what you're selling. All you said is yo-yo.
What more information do you need?
All you do is sell yo-yos.
You sound very busy. I mean, so are you working on an acting career at the same time?
No.
So Milton, surely, in your quest for Oscars, working in a shop that sells yo-yos isn't going to be ideal.
What
if you're doing, say you're doing a psychic reading and someone comes over going, excuse me, sir, I want to buy this yo-yo, how much for two? Mm-hmm. And you're busy doing a reading, will you stop?
No, because I have other people that work on the shop floor.
Well, this is what I'm asking. You said you're the main man, and you do the odd. So who else works there?
Oh, I see what you're saying now. There's this little bar called Todd.
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 He's a little boy, is he?
Toad or Todd?
You would say Todd.
Yeah.
But it's more Todd. But yeah. This regular comes in all the time, buys all my tarot cards.
So he's not a member of staff.
Oh, shit. Yeah. He's a member of staff. He comes in all the time.
He's not a regular, is he?
He buys products. He buys stuff. He works.
What does he buy?
Tarot cards.
Tarot cards, yeah.
He buys.
Buys them a lot, does he?
Yeah, we sell DVDs of other psychics giving psychic readings.
Doesn't that annoy you?
Books that I've written.
Because you do a psychic masterclass and you're selling other people's ones.
I know, but you have to be open, don't you?
The shop isn't at the moment if you're here.
When did you first realise that you had the power?
So I was about the age of 7, might have been 8. And I was walking down through the woods this time, and a little snake come up to me like, and I said, hey, Mr. Snake, you're looking mighty weird today. And the snake bit me on the leg.
Judgmental, aren't you, really, Mr.
What was weird about him?
Oh, with big teeth. Oh, scarred, battle-faced. That man had seen some... That snake had seen some things.
Like what? Nice. Surely you could read its mind and tell us what it saw.
Well, no, I didn't know. I didn't have my powers then. And then it wasn't until I was bitten by the snake that I realised, oh, actually, I'm really good at reading people's minds.
Where did the snake aspect come in then?
Fuck the snake.
You fucked the snake.
Oh, Milton.
No.
Reading the snake's mind.
You fucked the powers out of the snake.
Does the town know about this?
The snake bit me and it made me do some weird things.
This is like the story of Adam and Eve, but worse.
So you were possessed by the snake.
I was possessed by the snake for a very moment. And then when I woke up the next day, I could read people's minds.
Really? And were they all saying, he's a fucking weirdo, he just shagged a snake in the woods?
No.
That Milton Smeg, avoid him.
I had a dream that night that I would open up a psychic shop.
What are you doing under the table, Milton?
Martin Luther.
Just a bit
wanking the snake.
I've got an idea.
You'll have negative vibes here. I can read all your minds, remember?
Milton.
You all think I'm bitch.
Milton, I'm going to write a number down on this piece of paper.
Yeah.
And you've got to tell me what it is.
Make sure it's between 1 and 5, though.
1 and 5.
didn't really deny that you fucked the snake, did you?
Okay, Milton, I am.
We kind of accepted that, didn't we?
Go for the Oscar.
When given the chance to defend yourself, the snake possessed me and made me do weird stuff.
Milton, I've written down the number between 1 and 5. What is it?
Yeah, it's quite simple, isn't it?
Okay.
The number's 2.
My God.
Oh.
It is 2.
Oh, my God.
Milton, you have some incredible powers.
Let's not do it again, though.
Just give us the world a reading.
Yeah.
For what's going to happen in 2022.
All right, give me a say.
How are you going to touch the world?
Oh, shit.
That's my carpet. Could be shit on the carpet.
All right, people. The world is in pain.
Oh, wow. Right.
There is hope because there's so much good in the world. There's so much good. But there's also just a little bit of bad that is ruining it for everyone else.
It's very vague.
So you need to... Don't, please. Like a preacher in the street. I'm really... Wait, I need to touch...
John Lennon reborn.
Stop dumping shit in the ocean.
That's not a reading assist. That's advice based on what's happening now.
That's advice we already know as well.
I'm not going to question you, Milton Smeg.
I think you should come to Alabama.
Nah, fuck that. Get out. Thank you, Milton Smeg, everyone. A strange but wise man
once said.
Yeah, that was Milton Smeg, guys. It's always great to have people just popping in.
Yeah.
It's now time for a new segment, guys, that I've named Blame Zormrod. Cut that down, Max, please.
Violence.
James.
Yes.
This segment is all about who you blame for certain events in life, okay?
Oh, many people.
You know, a lot of people don't know what's gone on, who's caused the issue. We've turned to you.
Yeah.
To define the perpetrator.
Fine by me.
Blame game.
Blame Zormrod. We're going to start off with 9/11. Whose fault was that?
It's a tricky one, because there's a few for debate.
And your ties to Afghanistan.
Yeah. I'd like to put forward Daniel Radcliffe.
Wow.
Bit of a shock factor, but he certainly had links.
What, the cat that you saw at the... Oh, you
didn't see it.
So did he... was he even famous at that point, 2001?
I think so.
No, but ask yourself, could a famous person do 9/11?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, that's that line of inquiry closed.
Well, who do we think did 9/11 before you told us Daniel Radcliffe?
Well, who do we think? Yeah, who do you think?
It's either the Taliban or George Bush, possibly.
Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, they're all quite famous.
Yeah.
So you're saying Daniel Radcliffe, because he wasn't famous, he was on the cusp of being famous, it was him, and that was the perfect crime. Yeah.
It is a perfect crime.
I mean, he could barely do 2 different expressions in that first film, never mind. Orchestrate 4 planes.
I'm not a terrorist.
But you're going to stick with Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah, unless a better option comes.
Right, well, you are pinning, you know, 2000 deaths.
This is the defining geopolitical event of our lives, and Daniel Radcliffe seems like an alright guy, to be fair.
And you've just gone,
yeah,
he did it. Are you pointing the finger at Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah, if the shoe fits.
Oh, I'm not sure it does. Next one, the Titanic sinking. Whose fault was that?
Big one. A lot of people blame the iceberg. A lot of people blame the captain.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say the engine man boy.
The engine man boy.
The man
engine
boy.
Yeah, it doesn't get spoken about enough.
No, rarely in the film do you see man boy.
A lot of people miss out the fact of
man boy.
When the Titanic hit the iceberg, it was going at a stupid speed, like a ridiculous amount. The only reason it was going that fast speed was because this man boy in the boiler room was putting so much coal in the engine, it was zooming.
Was there a man boy driving your car in Glasgow?
Very scared boy in the passenger seat.
Who loved to film in afterwards and laugh a lot. Even when I was picking up a headlamp from the middle of the road.
Who'd you blame for that incident?
Oh, I don't know.
Daniel Radcliffe.
No, I was at fault for that. But all I know is if I was the passenger, I'd have had a bit more decorum than giggling incessantly and wishing the camera was recording.
Well, you know, I was just trying to make you feel better. Also, I thought I played that quite well.
Yeah,
funny.
I think I was quite nice about it. So you calm down afterwards.
Next one, James. The war in Ukraine.
James Corden.
James Corden.
Why not?
I can go along with that.
Yeah.
Is it his carpool karaoke stuff or
no?
just
lifestyle.
I think
him as a person.
I watched. So as part of my my segment this week, I did find myself watching a clip of James Corden, and he is awful.
I get into this debate
accent,
a lot.
Oh, the accent
is just everything about what he's doing. I've never actually really seen much of what he's, but it's
really bad.
Yeah, it's not very funny either.
He did a segment with a guest from the audience, and it was clearly a planted guest. And it's there's stuff like that, the really American stuff when you've seen him do his previous stuff. So he started Ukraine.
Yeah, that's fair.
COVID-19. A lot of people said Wuhan.
Yeah, I'm going to say Dave and his raw chicken.
I'd go with it, yeah. I mean, we often used to see Dave defrosting items in the freezer, putting in the microwave. Give you a run for money in Tesco.
Yeah, he's a... yeah.
Dave
started COVID.
I don't blame you for that one.
Well, okay, well, the only evidence I have for that specifically is Dave has been around everyone with...
Sorry, please tell me you have evidence for Daniel Radcliffe in 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
And the man boy in Titanic.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Right.
Dave has been around a lot of people who've had COVID, like coughing and stuff, and he has had many symptoms. However, he has claimed he's never had it.
Yeah, because there was when we had it on the podcast.
Yeah. It was when his person he was with had it. When I had it and I was on the night out, during that night we went on, I got it from that night, I'm pretty sure. And I'm pretty sure he got it as well, but it just didn't
Could it go. Be he doesn't know how to do the test properly? Yeah.
That is what I'm saying, and I've said this to him.
There's definitely one going up his arse. Yeah. That kind of boy. And lastly, the death of Michael Jackson.
The death of Michael Jackson. A sad fate. I blame...
Sorry, 9/11 wasn't sad. The Titanic wasn't sad. The war in Ukraine.
We lost a hero. Oh. Who's going to run the theme park now?
The death of a probable paedophile.
Well, swings and roundabouts.
Yeah. That's where he was, wasn't he?
There's a lot of talk about the doctor. Doctor caused the death.
Dr.
Doolittle, Eddie Murphy.
A lot of talk about he did it to himself, like a bit like a prince, a drug overdose. But I think the real culprit's the monkey.
Prince Andrew.
The monkey. From Friends.
No, his monkey.
I know monkey.
Bubbles.
Yeah, Bubbles. That's
you know a lot about the monkey Bubbles.
I was obsessed with Mark Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Well, we may have had a new suspect.
He was a fan of you as well, Ryan.
Yeah, not heard that before.
Well, who said that?
Well, you've met him before.
The last time I was a fan of Michael Jackson.
So,
Bubbles the monkey.
How are we saying? Stab, shot.
Have you seen, we saw it recently, of the that chimp that rips that woman's face off?
God, that's going to be the plot to another one of your strange films.
But yeah, they're quite vicious creatures.
It's a real family comedy. Yeah.
Adam Sandler stars in.
I'm blaming Bubbles. So Bubbles, the man... Yeah.
James Ormod putting the world to rights.
Yeah.
It's now time for Tom Looney.
Looney! Looney! Looney!
Yes, yes.
Looney! Looney!
Looney!
I didn't even do anything.
Touch me, though.
Got some loony headlines for you this week. So it's been a bit of a rough 12 months or so, I've got some kind some feel-good stories.
Fucking hell.
Hiker lost for 24 hours, ignored calls from rescuers because of unknown number.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you would take the call then.
Yeah.
Even if it's a business or a call centre and it's you selling tickets. You'd at least answer and go, oh, by the way, I'm stuck up a fucking mountain.
So he was due back at 8:30, and he didn't get back until 9:30 the next morning. He was wandering around in the dark in the Colorado mountains.
Why would you not answer?
Trying to find his way back, and he was reported that he was due back. And obviously the mountain, was it the mountain? What was it?
Mountain Rescue.
Yeah, Mountain Rescue. Trying to call him, sending messages.
Wouldn't there be animals there as well? Him. Like little lions and coyote things.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
You're you're sponsored by Lynx.
Africa.
Is that why you always go up mountains with someone carrying your bags, Ryan?
Yeah. Gets my stuff.
Yeah.
Cheeky cow goes for a ride on a water slide after escaping a slaughterhouse.
What's Gemma Collins done now?
A mischievous cow appears to escape. Basically, I mean, like, he's escaped death and he scales this water slide. And it's built for like, it's designed to hold 450 pounds. So he's a 700 pound cow tiptoeing down this water slide, dicing with death. In the end, he did make it to freedom.
Wow.
He made it down the slide and he was adopted by a ranch owner who called him Toboga. Which is slide in Portuguese.
Nice.
What a cow.
Yeah.
Cows are 700 pounds. Hefty.
This is a fun headline. When an eel climbs a ramp to eat squid from a clamp, that's a moray. Moray eels can hunt on land. And footage from a... And it's just a cool thing of an eel.
You know, they don't know where eels reproduce. They don't know, so it's like an actual eel fact where they literally do not know. Eels go off and they don't know where they produce.
Oh, yeah. Your mum's bad.
mature. They...
grow up.
Yeah. I thought that'd be more interesting. They don't know where eels reproduce.
Wrong podcast, Jay.
Wrong segment. Shakira says, people were just watching and not doing anything when her bag was stolen by wild boars in Barcelona.
I'm not going to get involved with a wild boar.
No, she said it was just crazy.
What were you doing out there, Ryan?
A wild boar. I was taking my son Milan for a walk in the park. I got him a little ice cream.
Not chocolate, I hope.
Yucky.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she was just outraged that, no one was doing anything. That was good.
Shakira should have security.
Yeah. Actually, Trump was not wearing his pants backward at a weekend rally. Anyone seen this image?
No.
You find a joke. I know, I just need to get it. But there's... it's obviously the back of his pants. I was thinking Malcolm Tucker in the thick of it, and you're thinking like, you know, the media machine behind big politicians and how they have to spin shit, you know. Yeah. And you see what's happening with Boris Johnson and these guys all the time. No, his pants. Yeah, I thought it was quite funny. Yeah. It's Tom Brady this week. Yeah.
Imagine being his like assistant. And you know, you've lined out all the plans for him what to say, and you just see him walk out with his pants on back. Fuck off, Donald!
Probably sacked her.
Or him. Why is an assistant female? You fucking pig.
That's awful, Ryan.
You are scum. Forget Donald, actually. This is why he gets away with these things, because sick pigs like you say stuff like that.
It's just once it's been said, it has been said.
Exactly. And we can't edit that out. It's time to put it to the max. I've got it this week. Evening. I have to spend 3 more months at John Lester / Eddie Coleman Courts in Salford. Living in Salford is bad enough, but waking up and remembering I live in this shithole is worse than waking up and remembering some stand-up comedy showcased at the SU every Wednesday. I've not seen it, but relatable. I know that Stephen lived there for a short period, a week to be precise, and I need a way to relieve the pain other than sniffing a fat line spelled with a PH. God help me. Erland. That's quite a cool name.
Sorry to
live in somewhere you don't want to be. Yeah. You're there for 3 more months.
Yeah,
tricky. What'd you do to make it easier for you?
I stopped living there for as long. I just didn't go back there as often. We used to hang out at Dave's house instead.
Live somewhere else. Yeah, go to a friend's. I slept on Tom's couch.
Couch.
Tom's couch.
I think it's easier to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a point where they were dropping like cigarettes on the carpet. And it's like, do I really want to live here?
What did you say, James? Should we act this out?
Not another one.
No, we're all going to move, mate. With your wine in every
the
fucking day.
The bin schedule. That actually was me as well. I was so keen for that sort of thing.
Yeah, just move. Just well, if you can't move, then just get out as much as you can. There's a gym just around the corner.
Go to the Frog and Bucket. Oh, it's your student, isn't it?
Yeah, go to the Frog and Bucket.
Go to the Frog and Bucket.
Yeah.
Get a job. That'll get you out of the house.
Absolutely.
You know, earn a bit of money.
See if there's anyone on your floor who you could hang with.
Oh, I don't know. It was a miserable
place. That's not great.
Place.
Yeah, it's not great advice.
It's like when
the corridor's
gone
for so long.
You look out and the windows are bleak.
It's a bit, yeah, it's not ideal. I mean, obviously, these things are, it's made by who you're with, though. And if you're not with a flat that wants to socialise, it can be a lonely place.
Oh, so strangers.
Yeah.
And a guy from the Philippines who I never saw. I wonder what he's up to now.
You see, when Dave was talking about the cum in the belly button on the 100th episode.
Yeah. What?
Just a little. So Ryan talks about, you know, we're talking about cum. It's loose, but yeah. Ryan does his bit about the candle. As soon as Dave mentions the cum in the belly button, Ryan goes, "Oh no, he's won it." I just noticed it watching it back the other day. He was so like, "Oh my god, he's beat me."
That's a really, really slobby thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You caveman.
No.
I've never come in my own belly button.
No.
Can you come close?
Well, your bum's quite close to you, isn't she?
Yeah.
You used to go along with those, and now you're not. Are you trying to pull away from that?
Yeah, yeah.
Has your mum said something?
On. No.
What's your mum said, Ryan?
No.
She's not said anything.
What's Carol
said? What's Carol said? Come on.
She's not said anything.
Let's get to the bottom of this, because you usually do.
Well, why are you trying to, like, what's the problem with it? Because it was fine previously.
Well, I just realised that I probably shouldn't be making jokes about shagging my mum.
But she seems to be fine with it.
If it's jokes, it's jokes.
If she's okay with it, does that not mean it's okay?
Yeah. How is it? Is it how okay she's with it?
You're right. Yeah, no, I'm not making them jokes anymore.
Yeah. Wait, what's your new one? Yeah, is the replacement then?
Far away.
Are you firing away into your mum's belly button? It's time for the final question. It's the final question. I was thinking of James when I thought of this. James, it comes to all of us. You can win an Oscar or guarantee no wars for 10 years. What are you going for?
Controversial. No wars.
Really?
Yeah, I actually don't care about the Oscars. I know a lot of people. Like, it's obviously the Will Smith thing. It's all in the news stuff. But I just haven't cared about the Oscars for a long time.
So you're talking about sending off your
if it was like some
short film to festivals.
If it was a TV award, like an actual
TV Quick Award,
Teen Choice Award,
I'd have to
comedy award.
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, you know,
Pride
places
have
been bombed. You've won your TV Quick Award and you've not got an Oscar, mate.
Well, why not? Why you got to live the dreams you want to live, not other people's dreams.
You want a TV Quick Award rather than an Oscar,
or maybe like an Emmy.
TV Quick. Or a Grammy from your album when you were year
five. Well, you know, if it goes big.
It could do. You've got to release it first.
Yeah maybe. I might do.
See, that was you teasing it. Yeah. It could be the soundtrack to Akeka. Yeah. I don't know the vibe yet, but I imagine...
Donation for Akeka and you get a single.
You don't have any... So the thought of winning an Oscar does nothing for you?
No, not especially. It used to a little bit, but they've just lost so much credibility over like the last decade.
What about...
As boring as that sounds.
What award does make you go, oh yeah, I'll get out of bed for that?
An award for Akeko.
Yeah, but which awards?
I don't really know.
Film Festival, is that what you want?
Yeah, if I did well at like a film festival, I'd be quite interested.
So a Cannes Film Festival, standing ovation from all the film critics, or no wars for 10 years?
Man, it does make you think, doesn't it?
And you just hear mutterings whilst you're in the cinema of, he's a genius, from like highly regarded film reviewers.
Yeah. Or I hear
Hollywood elites.
Jets above me.
Yeah, ignore those. But you
about
just
me.
Go, God, the way he put that together, the schedule.
The transitions.
He's now a woman.
It's been a long filmmaking process.
He wouldn't take me seriously on set.
Oh, shit, I didn't press record.
Who's she?
You're the woman.
I say that to the mirror before I go on stage and clip my
says
award.
In the wings. He wanders out.
There may be more wars, but at least I'm finally happy.
you take the standing ovation at Cannes for Akeko over no wars for 10 years.
Obviously, I'd go no wars, but
We think we know what you're saying here, James.
Yeah.
You've made it very clear.
You're taking that standard ovation and mutterings of he's a genius.
And into the microphone. I knew it. I knew it all along.
Ambiguous murmurings that you're great. So many wars going on at the moment.
Well, you can't stop them all.
You can if you don't accept a fucking standard ovation.
But what's 10 years in the grand scheme of things?
Ryan, what's it? Winning an Oscar. No wars for 10 years.
I think I'm going to have to go the no wars for 10 years.
Well, I didn't know that was an option. You could just take that straight. If only you could just pussy out of it and just say no fucking wars.
This is you arguing at the Cannes Film Festival after party.
Oscars, yeah, you know.
I'm getting a lot of logs here tonight, guys. So, an Oscar for Best Actor.
Yeah.
You want that?
You'd say no.
Unfortunately, yeah. I'd rather a comedy awards, like a Britain's.
Do you reckon you'd ever get
awards?
Either?
Yeah. Are you in a Britain's Comedy Awards? You're just out. You beat Miranda Hart to it.
Yeah.
Sick.
And you're there.
Throwing her on.
Yeah. Or no wars for 10 years.
Oh, just for 10 years.
Just 10 years.
That's a lot of people, though. It's a lot. There'll be a lot of guilt. I would be able to look at the awards.
It's not like 11
or 12
years.
Think about how many people
you
made happy winning that award.
True. Yeah. You're a bit of a knob if you just go for the Oscars, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's why I didn't go for the Oscars.
Tom, I'll change it for you.
No, I'll take the Oscars, Stephen.
What about a Premier League winner's medal?
And no war.
No war for 10 years.
I'll take the medal, thanks very much. And I'll use my platform to campaign for world peace.
Wait, lifting the title.
At the World Cup in Qatar, he'll be there.
Just meeting Sepp Blatter.
Right after this.
just 10 more years, guys. Then we're going to wind down.
Stephen?
What would it be for me?
Biggest YouTuber.
Oh, fuck off.
Free jockey.
Don't do it to me, man. Don't do it to me. It's the thing that I'd take that and then try to blag that I didn't take it. I was covered in chocolate. £50 heavier. What do you mean? What do you mean?
The options didn't work for me.
Sweating constantly. I'd die from overindulging in chocolate. He killed himself rather than take that chocolate.
Oh, you'll never guess. The war thing didn't go through.
I thought I made myself clear, but I had a mouthful of chocolate. I would like to think I would say no wars. But if it came around midnight and I was peckish...
It's the fact that it's free. I mean, you've got the money.
Anyway, so much chocolate.
It's not the point, though.
Yeah. So much free chocolate. Anyway, thank you very much for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. I've been joined by Ryan Locke.
Hey, Ryan!
Ryan!
It's cheeky though. No.
Now's the time.
No, I said season 5.
Yeah, get in the gym, mate. Tom Looney.
Looney. Oh no.
You said Tom Looney.
You know. Great to have been here.
Really died off on your side of the camera. Yeah. Tom Looney.
You know. Take that, yep.
And James Ormerod.
Thank you.
All right. Or me.
No. Stay safe, stay humble.
Who scored?
Ciao.